This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
I'm Dave Kattenberg, and this is 12 Canadians Building a Better World from the Inside Out.
$4. Did you want to order now, and then you don't have to worry about it?
Okay, I'm Damien Gagne, Good Food Club Coordinator for the West Broadway Community Organization. I run the Good Food Club. I've ran it for about 2 years now. It was the brainchild of Mike Maunder and the West Broadway Development Corporation back then. The community said, we want a food program, but we don't want it to be like Harvest. We don't want just handouts. No, we want to learn food skills. We want to feel empowered. They came up with a program where people work for sweat points, and then you could use those, redeem them for healthy, low-cost food. Say if you're buying a steak, or if you're buying a good food box and it costs $10, you only have to pay $2 with sweat points.
And so how does one earn sweat points?
Well, you could go out to the farm, the Weens Organic Farm. We go there every Friday in the summer. They learn organic farming methods. They learn the basics of farm life, and also work skills and communication and all these things. And they make 10 points per hour there. They come back to the city, and then they use those points to buy vegetables at our veggie van market. We do once a month free workshops, like skill building workshops, like bread making and canning and things like that. We do once a month cooking classes, so people learn how to use these vegetables. Like, it's great. It's great. If you're a low-income person, you get a bag of vegetables, that's great. But what are you going to do when you get like an acorn squash? We're going to teach them how to use it. So basically, through community consultation again, people were saying, well, we need more jobs. We need jobs for the community. So we said, well, why don't we start like a business where we sell soup, and then we could hire people with barriers to employment and get them out there into the world, teach them like cooking skills, catering skills, and then selling skills. So Soupy right here, there's another display here at my market with Soupy selling their soup. I guess that's their third, it was the third year this year. They had record sales. I think they had hired one, two, three, four, five, at least five, about five people they were hired through this program, so that's great.
My name's Farah. Hi. This is my first year. I've been here 3 months now volunteering, and I also get my supplies through the food club because it works out financially better too. They have a soup chef, and for all the sales that they make from selling the soup goes back to hiring people who are not so marketable or have a hard time finding work, and they hire them, use the money that they make to hire them to work with the soup chef, so it goes back in the community overall.
My name is Carolyn James. Yeah.
And you're a resident of the West Broadway?
I'm a resident of the whole world, it seems like, yeah.
And how long have you been a member of the Good Food Club?
I would say I've been a member for about 3 to 4 years.
Okay, so tell me what you're selling here.
Well, right now I'm selling honey, local honey. I'm selling local meats, okay? I'm also selling wild rice. I love rice.
So this sort of market, how does it benefit the community, the West Broadway neighborhood? What are the advantages of coming here and doing this as opposed to going to food fair or?
Well, first of all, stuff here is fresher, I find, especially the vegetables. Whoa, they're fresh. It ties the community together because there's different kinds of people here. There's families, generally a lot of families with little kids. There's singles, tons of singles, and there's a lot of transients. And it ties us all together, you know?
My name is Bowen Smith. I work at West Broadway Community Organization as both the compost coordinator and the coordinator of the Here We Grow program. Participants in the program are learning food skills, food security skills, growing plants, starting from seed, harvesting plants, and selling them at a weekly market here.
So here you're selling, what's for sale here?
We've got some mint, tomatoes, lettuce, and onions, and also some chervil, which is a herb also known as French parsley. And all of these were seeded in the fall, and already they're a really great size. We've been mentored at that site by an Aboriginal woman who's been teaching some traditional gardening methods, and she has seeded a lot of things in the fall, and we're just kind of seeing the benefits of that now and learning about that in the program.
This is an interesting neighborhood.
Yeah, this neighborhood is very, it's colorful. There's lots of different people. There's people from the middle income, higher income. There's people from the lower income. There's a lot of subsidized housing. There's a lot of rooming houses. There's a lot of places that specialize in housing mental health, people with mental health issues. And so we have like this, and then we have a lot of people who are progressives, lots of progressives around here. So then it kind of makes this giant, there's also lots of immigrants and stuff, and it makes this giant, beautiful culture, culturally rich area here, and it's such a positive thing. There's lots of helping agencies too, like Art City, West Broadway Youth Outreach, Broadway Neighborhood Center, Agape Table, Crossways Church, West Broadway Development Corporation, there's Ray, there's even more than that. So it makes it a really interesting society.
Where are we going today?
We're going to the Baez Family Farm. That's Teresa and Graham Baez, about 25 minutes south of the Mint on 59. Yeah, they have horses, they have pigs, they have a ton of lamb, tons and tons of lamb. Organic vegetables, organic grains and wheat and stuff. And basically today we're gonna help them weed because it's not quite harvest time yet. But in the coming month, it'll be harvest time and we're gonna start bunching beets and carrots and picking corn and different things like that. Yeah, it's part of the Good Food Club. We take people from the inner city and we take them out to the farm so they can learn organic farming practices. And then they take them back to the city and then they implement them.
Need to grab one person away just to help me on here for a minute, but then mostly we'll just work in the garden for now.
Let's weed it.
Weed it.
Okay.
You can weed it and plant your. Just don't put anything in that you don't think is going to bounce back, because then I just got to go and yank it out later. So if it looks like it's going to bounce back, put it in. If it's not going to bounce back, then compost it.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any hose?
Yes. I'll go fetch that all up for you guys.
So. Okay. Thanks, man. My name is Damien Gagne. I'm the Good Food Club coordinator. It's a program that runs out of the West Broadway area. We're at the Baez Family Farm, just south of the city on 59.
And what are we going to do today?
Well, there's this salsa garden. It's a smaller garden that the farmer has here. We're going to weed it the best we can, and then we're going to head to the big garden and weed that. We're going to enjoy some fresh air. We're going to let our stress go away. We're gonna let it dissolve away as we work.
Hi, I'm Abe Belhassen, and I was saying gardening can be compared to yoga. It's you do a lot of stretching. However, I think it's more useful because you're actually doing something like growing good foods and such. And also, it's got a lot of meditative qualities to it. One can really kind of clear your mind of clutter and focus on, you know, more important things, kind of regroup, as it could be called. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
So,
remember where you put the last two, remember when you were seeding down here, you had seeds in your hand, you threw two, I think they're squash seeds right at the end.
I'm Graham Baez, and I'm a small, natural, old-school farmer south of Winnipeg, and likes to do things a little different than most folks. We're trying to integrate the use of draft horses instead of tractors. We still keep tractors, of course, but we're trying to do that. And we run a complete mixed farm in the form of, we have multiple forms of livestock and animals, as well as vegetables and grains, and make our own hay. And so that's really a model that died out in really 1940s or 50s in this part of the world. And so that's, while it's nothing new, it's different because nobody does it anymore, really.
You see yourselves as farmers doing something other than simply looking after yourselves and your family. Do you see yourself participating in or contributing towards something larger than yourself in doing farming the way you're doing, striking up relationships with the city?
Yeah, there's, by the nature of what we're doing, many opportunities for interactions with many different groups of people just kind of grows out of it. And so we have an opportunity to be a part of many people's lives. So whether it be the Good Food Club, as we mentioned, in downtown Winnipeg, or just some of the local people here, there's definitely a chance to develop relationships. And beyond that, as far as doing something greater than just farming, we feel like we're also maybe preserving some of the skills that have been lost throughout the generations, that maybe at some point in the future may become necessary again.
So what are we building here, Graham?
This is the little canteen-style store where we hope to sell all our vegetables and meat, and as well as maybe some other locally produced things like soap and honey and that sort of thing. So yeah, we just bought this off of the shed off of a strawberry farmer who had retired, and we're just converting it to our own use here and getting her spruced up to match the house, and away we'll go. When you're a farmer such as myself, you have to be the carpenter, the plumber, the electrician, the mechanic, the veterinarian, the accountant, the businessman, and the list goes on. So yeah, it's quite enjoyable. You get to pick up lots of different skills.
My name is Darlene Fontaine. I'm a resident now of the Wolseley area in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
What are you doing?
Planting the onions, trying to, hopefully they'll transplant, they'll take, I don't know.
And what does being part of the Good Food Club mean to you? Like, why did you join, and what do you get out of it?
Myself, I joined mainly to, I guess, help with, I guess it supplements our, help stretch our dollar for us personally in our household. And just the networking and amazing people that I've met, which I didn't really expect, and the sense of community, that was really a big surprise, but it's been awesome. The thing that mostly appealed to me, I guess, was that we were able to do sweat equity. And so there was no exchange of money, not big exchange anyway, you know, and being able to have some local foods and organic. It's been great. Yeah.
You know where the garden is? I don't know if you want to drive there, so you just leave from there at the end, or...
Okay.
Well, so maybe pack up your stuff first.
Sure. Maybe we'll do that. Did you want us just to weed over there?
Yeah. Just go out there and
weed a couple rows.
Weed whatever you want.
Okay.
There's so many weeds out there. You'll have no shortage.
Okay. Great. So we'll grab some hose then. And let's pack the van with all the stuff. Get some hose, and then we'll drive over next door and just start hammering it. Because, we got to help the farmer out. That's why we're here, eh? We're trying to help. Because there's too much work for him to do on his own. So that's why we're here.
Check, check. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the West End Cultural Center on this beautiful winter's eve. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I want to extend a very warm Winnipeg welcome to Barney Bentall and the Grand Caribou Opry to the heart of the continent. My name is Molly McCracken, and I've been a member of the Good Food Club since 2007. The Good Food Club is about empowering people to eat healthier, gain new skills, and create community. From field to table, the Good Food Club members have a chance to get involved in food security, learning to plant, tend, harvest, prepare, and share food together. Based in West Broadway, but serving people in the inner city and across Winnipeg, there is over 850 members to date and growing. Hopefully, more members tonight too. Everyone is faced with life's challenges, and oftentimes these are things that we just don't control. Things like losing a job or being struggling with poverty, health or mental health challenges or addictions. And the Good Food Club program creates connections through members across the community to support each other and come together. There's chances to learn skills through volunteering for sweat equity points. There's a year-round farmers market, community kitchens, and community dinners. So your support tonight is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for coming. It really means a lot. And thank you also to the artists and Barney Rental especially for your vision of supporting food security through the arts across Western Canada. Without further ado, Barney Rental and the Grand Caribou Opera.
Hi, this is Damon Gagne again, and right now we are at BNC, Broadway Neighborhood Center. It's in the West Broadway area. We decided to start teaching kids how to cook. We've been doing it for just under a year now with really positive results. We have on average maybe anywhere from 10 to 35 kids every 2 weeks, and we do progressive, like we did different kind of meals, like we've done like homemade hamburgers before, we made homemade baked fries, we made lasagna roll-ups, we made salads, we've made smoothies, we've made yogurt parfaits, we've done everything. So today we're gonna do some holiday baking, probably some sugar cookies. We're gonna teach the kids how to do that, and then we're gonna feed them some healthy sandwiches afterwards with fruit, tons of fruit. A lot of these kids, they come from households where fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and like a home-cooked meal that doesn't happen very often. And so when they come to the kids cooking, we're constantly encouraging them to eat more fruits, more vegetables, or introducing them to a lot of different things, trying to develop their palates. You know, they're gonna go home and they're gonna start telling their parents, oh, I'm hungry for some fruit. You know, oh, like, you know what I made? I made this at the cooking class today. Do you wanna try it? You know, and maybe this is gonna be like a paradigm shift. Maybe it's gonna be changing people's perceptions of food, you know? Yeah.
Eileen Deller, I'm a Good Food Club workshop coordinator and dietitian. They're all like that. They've been saying, you know, at home I just eat cereal or I eat pizza pops or that sort of thing. But when they come here, they get to try something new. And then at home, they're able to try something, use the microwave if that's all they have available to them to make an egg or an omelet or that sort of a thing, or pull some fruit out of their fridge if they have. So a lot of them have switched over their taste buds. They know now, oh, give it a try.
Starting to open up their minds.
Yeah, they're opening their minds, they're trying new things, and it's working.
So go wash your hands, okay? Say.
Put it there.
Yeah.
Good ball.
I don't know if I
Nothing.
What are you guys making?
What about you guys? What are we making?
Shante. What are we making?
Shante, over here.
Oh, you already got some. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Faye.
Some delicious cookies. We're going to bake some cookies.
What kind?
Get some.
chocolate chip.
Sugar cookies.
Chocolate chip.
So it's like holiday sugar cookies. And then we're going to have healthy sandwiches after.
Okay, so we have a cup of butter in there. Now, how much sugar do we need?
A lot.
What does it say on there, Faye?
One cup of white sugar.
Okay. When we're baking, guys, it's really important that we follow the recipe. Because if you don't, you'll end up with a big mess.
Okay. So what was that? So how come you can't screw around? How come you can't change the recipe?
Because it will get messed up.
It'll get messed up, yeah. And maybe it won't rise, or maybe it won't bake properly, or maybe it will taste terrible. Who knows? So we got to try to follow the recipe exactly, okay?
I think everybody can use their strong muscles today because we have to work really hard, and we have to press hard down on this butter like this.
Got it.
And push all the sugar into it, okay? Just like this, guys.
Can I use this?
Nope, we gotta use a wooden spoon. It's the best way to do it. So who wants to try first?
And
it's all sticking together, just like this.
Okay,
you guys be nice to each other, okay? Shantae is gonna be cracking.
Oh, man.
So hit it on the side there, hard. Good. Oh, hey, you did good. You did good. Okay, Lachlan, you get the first few stirs, and then Anwar, you're next, okay?
Then me.
You don't have to dance.
Wait, wait, wait.
You guys do it together.
Next thing we need to do is vanilla. It's not on the recipe here, but...
One teaspoon.
Oh, is it? Yes. Ashton's going to do it.
I'll let you do something else afterwards.
We're going to use a teaspoon. Can you find me a teaspoon on there? What does this say?
Teaspoon.
It says teaspoon, but in front of it, it says a quarter teaspoon. So we need one that says a whole teaspoon, okay?
One teaspoon.
So this one's a half. That's a half teaspoon. And here, that one's one teaspoon.
That's
perfect.
Perfect.
We're going to vote on the colors.
Okay, who wants blue?
Put your hand up.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay.
Six.
Who wants red?
Six.
Who wants red? One, two.
Try not to get any on your clothing. You guys always listen to me.
Don't get on your clothes.
Don't get on your fingers, okay? Okay, put two drops in there.
Definitely get on your clothes.
Two drops. If you put too much, it'll be gross, okay? Okay, everyone keep your hands to yourselves, and let's do the next part, okay?
Okay, so the next thing we need is flour. Okay. How much flour do we need?
One and a half.
That's pretty cool, eh?
It's an acid.
So it's just like if you were to take... Vinegar and baking soda and put them together. Does anybody know what that does?
Cream of tartar.
Yeah, it explodes, right? Makes it grow. This is the same thing as if you were using something like that. But we're going to put in here, we're going to put baking soda, and we're going to put, that's a base, and we're going to add this acid in here.
2 teaspoons of it.
2 teaspoons, that's what it says. And then you try.
Oh, that's cool. I want to do that.
That's pretty neat, eh?
The next one.
It looks like you've done this before.
Yeah. Me and my mom did it.
You don't want to help roll them out?
So do you enjoy this cooking?
Yes, I do. I don't know. It's just I really like it. It's fun.
Muhammad. Have you ever cooked at kids' cooking before?
Yeah.
What did you make before today?
On summertime, we made bacon with cabbage.
Well, it was lettuce, right, for a salad?
Lettuce.
Yeah. So we made chef salads that day. Did you make anything else? Did you ever go outside when we made kebabs?
Yeah.
That was good. Chicken kebabs with the vegetables?
Oh, I was the only kid there.
What is your name?
Muhammad!
And do you cook at home, Muhammad? Have you ever cooked at home?
Yeah.
What do you cook at home?
White rice and bacon.
At home?
Yeah, but there is some rules that you gotta listen to.
What
sorts of rules?
Remember you told us some rules? You can't cook without asking, and except an adult with you, or you can only cook when you're like around 18.
Excuse me? Well, you know what? Once your parents say it's okay for you to cook, then you gotta wash your hands.
You should always wash your hands
before
you cook.
Before you cook or before you go to the bathroom? When you're done with the bathroom. Every single time.
So what's your favorite food, Muhammad?
Everything. Kind of everything.
Vegetables?
Vegetables, yeah.
Spinach?
Spinach, yeah, spinach.
You like spinach?
Yeah, I like spinach.
On the counter so it doesn't stick.
You could use a fancy cookie cutter that's shaped like a Christmas tree or something, but or you could just use a cup like this.
Or like,
and you just go... You just go like this, and you twist, and you shake it a little bit.
Look at that.
And look at
that. That's your cookie.
Okay, your next cake, guys. And now we're going to put them on the pan. This is called a cookie sheet.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll grab a...
I never learned how to cook until after years and years of practice with my stepmom.
That was good.
Yeah, you did really good that time. Good job.
Same with me.
Taking out this stuff.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah,
and everybody, it takes everybody.
Me too. That's how I learned how to cook too. I watched my mom cook and I learned. That's how I learned how to cook.
So have you guys cooked dinner at home for your parents?
Yeah, I do. Like I did yesterday.
What did you make?
I made chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken. Bacon chicken.
Pretty impressive.
With rice.
What do you cook?
Eggs.
Eggs. What kind of eggs?
Bacon in the morning. Eggs and bacon and rice.
Scrambled eggs, fried eggs, poached eggs.
Sunny side up.
Everybody wash their hands.
I am going to now you're coughing up.
Please don't do that. Oh,
you're Eileen Deller, workshop coordinator for the Good Food Club and dietitian, registered dietitian. They're all riled up today because it's their Christmas concert in about an hour. So everybody's all excited and they're jumping up and down and everybody's hungry. So we're trying to get them fed before they can go.
So what do you enjoy the most about this?
Oh, I don't know if I can narrow it down to one thing. I like the whole thing. just seeing the kids enjoy themselves, try new foods, try different things. And like it, and proving the adults wrong, you know? The kids always prove the adults wrong because the adults always tell you, my kid will never eat that. Never. But
I think the trick is to get them involved in cooking.
Exactly. They can try it out, and then they get ownership over what they do, and they're more likely to try it, and then they realize, hey, it's pretty good, right?
What's your name?
Ashton.
It's interesting, often grown-ups make dinner food for kids and the kids don't like the food, but if kids had the chance to cook their own food...
They'll like it.
It's strange, isn't it?
So all you have to do, if they want to get something, if they want to eat something they want to eat, why don't they just let their kids cook it themselves? So they can actually learn how to cook.
And what do you know how to cook?
I'm not quite sure.
Like egg? Can you boil an egg?
Yes.
Can you crack an egg?
Uh-huh. That's very easy to me.
Can you fry an egg?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you looking forward to eating over this Christmas season?
Turkey and... some vegetables and healthy stuff.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry to bother you. I'm with the Good Food Club.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, would I be able to get a membership for my friend here today?
I don't have any membership forms with me today.
Okay.
But we'll be in the office tomorrow if you're able.
You've been listening to 12 Canadians building a better world from the inside out. Learn more about Winnipeg's Good Food Club and subscribe to our podcasts at greenplanetmonitor.net. Huge thanks to the Social Justice Fund of the Canadian Auto Workers Union for their generous support. Thanks as well to CKUW, University of Winnipeg Radio, and CFUV at the University of Victoria. 12 Canadians is created by Earth Chronicle Productions, Winnipeg, Canada. I'm Dave Kattenberg. Goodbye for now.